getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, there we go, Dick Pillar and the orchestra kicking us off on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Yes, it's your old-time oldies show, another great old-time records for the next hour, so stick around. Brought to you, of course, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll tell you more about Melanie as we get going to the show today. And what else we got going on? Man, we're like into fall. Have you noticed that? I don't know, you know, exactly what day of the week you might be listening to the show, depending on the station you're listening to it on, but we're heading into October one way or the other. And up here in northern Minnesota, man, the leaves are changing, and we're getting some nights where we're getting down into the 40-degree mark. Won't be long. We're going to be shoveling up here. And I will keep you posted on all the shoveling activities, too, just so even if you're out there in San Francisco listening or down there in Texas or wherever, you get a good feel for the many feet of snow that will be coming to you through in the coming months. And I have to say, too, that I'm getting pretty excited about November getting here, the end of November, because I've been gathering up all the old-time Christmas records that I can find. And I was really worried that I was not going to find enough to make for a festive old-time holiday season. My fears have been laid aside because I found plenty of them. So look forward to that coming up as we get closer to the holiday season. I know you don't want to hear about Christmas already, but I've already seen Christmas lights, you know, that you can buy, not put up, but in the stores that you can buy already. And some Christmas trees on display as well. So, hey, get out there and never too early to start that Christmas shopping, all right? Oh, it's going to be an interesting show because we've been doing some furniture moving and stuff over the last week or so, and somewhere I schmucked up my right shoulder, which is not, normally you wouldn't think is a big problem when you're just going to sit here and talk and play records, but it's my turntable arm. So getting the needle in the record, as they say, is kind of a painful proposition today. But we shall press on, and we will start with the sweet Helen Polka with Al Soyka and his orchestra.
Thank you.
There we go. Al Soyka and the orchestra. Sweet Helen Polka. You're on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I was looking at the record. I was noticing here, and if you used to play phonograph records, if you've been around for a while and you had records, you may remember records that had this on them. It says, Unbreakable Under Normal Use. Wasn't virtually every record ever made unbreakable under normal use? If you just put unbreakable, that would be something to brag about. But under normal use, even an old 78 from the 30s, if all you did was use it normally, it wouldn't break. So the question really gets down to how much abuse can they take before you break them? It's really kind of a non-statement there. Unbreakable under normal use. The Al Soyka record today. So that's good to know. Let's move on to the High Toppers Orchestra on Guide Records out of Houston, Texas. This is the Green Garden Polka. There you go, Green Garden Polka. That is the High Toppers Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. Want to remind you, of course, you can always reach the show via email, by the way, if you'd like to do that. It's a very simple email address. It's just oompahour@mail.com. That is oompa with two O's, or two O's, O-O-M-P-A-H, hour@mail.com. I myself have been known to spell it with three O's when I type it, and I don't know why. If I just get going on those O's and I like it so much, or what the deal is, but anyway, oompahour@mail.com. If there's a band you'd like to hear, a song you're trying to remember, whatever, feel free to drop an email in the email. I guess you can't drop an email in the mail, but you can drop an email in the email anyway, and we would be delighted to find those songs for you. Sometimes it takes us a while to dig through the boxes, but gosh, we'll do it for you. So, also got to remind you that the show brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Perhaps you might like to learn to play yourself instead of listening to all the songs on records and radio. Maybe you'd like to make your own records and send them into the show. Well, we wouldn't play it because we only play old-time oldies here on the show, but there are plenty of shows. I should make a list, just to be a swell guy, of other polka shows that are available around the world on the internet and various radio stations that play current tunes as well as the older ones, because there's a lot of great music being made right now by a lot of great artists that's out there all over the place you could be listening to. But here we only do an hour show, and we focus to all the stuff that was made on records before those darn CDs existed. But if you always, a tangent warning there, if you always wanted to be the one learning to play, Melanie could help you out with that. She does live online music lessons on the internet via Skype, which means it's like she's right there with you, but she's in your computer or your tablet or your smartphone or whatever, anything you have that can run Skype, and if you're connected to the internet, you need a live interactive lesson. Now, you can try it out absolutely free. Your first lesson doesn't cost you anything, and you can see how it works out for you. Melanie gives lessons in accordion, piano, and electronic keyboard. She's been teaching for more than 30 years. She has a lot of experience, so check it out. Why don't you? All you have to do is visit melaniesmusiclessons.com. That's melaniesmusiclessons.com. And, you know, even if you don't want to take a lesson, stop by the website, send her a message, and thank her for sponsoring the Oompa Hour, just because, you know, you got to have sponsors to pull off things like this. Gratitude goes out to Melanie and melaniesmusiclessons.com. All right, back to the music. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. Here's Open the Window.
Open the window, let me hold your hand. Open the window, open the window, I want to be your man. Open the window, open the window, you are my lovely miss. Open the window, open the window, give me your tender kiss. Hold you tight. Open the window, open the window, I want you day and night. Open the window, open the window, don't let me go astray. Open the window, open the window, tell me your mind today.
Wally and his Harmony Boys there at Open the Window Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. You know, I think it would be interesting to make a list, actually, and see which group or which performer has made the most records, because I think over the years, Lil Wally has got to be right up there. In any box of polka records that I pull off the shelf, there's always a healthy dose of Lil Wally records in there. I think, you know, like second to that, you're going to find like Whoopi John. By the way, we have Whoopi John coming up here on the show today. You're going to find a crap load of Six Fat Dutchmen all over the place and a mountain of Frankie Yankovic records. But I wonder who might have the record as the outfit with the most records made. That would be that'd be something to research. All right. Weird 45 here because I pulled this one out of the box. And on the front, it's got a picture of the band. It's a picture sleeve, as we call it in the radio and record biz. It's black and white, and it's got five guys here, and they've all got long hair and psychedelic shirts on, and if they were not holding accordions, you would think that they were a rock and roll band, but the accordion kind of gives it away. The name of the band is The Majestic Sound. Not like The Majestic Sound of Cleveland or The Majestic Sound of New Ulm or anything like that. It's just The Majestic Sound. And they are a band from Cleveland. And apparently this was their first record because the liner notes on the back go on to tell about how they have the talent and drive to spearhead a new sound and atmosphere on the Cleveland polka scene. And the notes were written by Greg Holtz of WBOE-FM in Cleveland. I have no idea what year this record is from. That is not mentioned any place on here, nor on the record label. But from the Brothers Record Company in Cleveland, Ohio, it's The Majestic Sound and the Polish Sausage Polka. The Majestic Sound, and I think they could establish a pretty good sound there back in Cleveland in whatever year this record was made, because I can't find really any information about that on here, but we'll put that in the good pile. All right, I promised you some Whoopi John. I've noticed over time that when I grab a 45 out of the box and I look at the records, decide which side to play, if one side says instrumental and the other side says vocal, I tend to go with the vocal side of the record. So here's the Come Wet Your Mustache With Me Waltz, featuring Whoopi himself. No, actually, Pat Wilfart's doing the singing. Whoopi is, just leading the orchestra, so I guess you could sing along with.
Your mustache with me. Peanuts and pretzels are free. If you are fond of it. an old-fashioned spot. I'll take you out where you'd like it a lot. Come wet your mustache with me. This is the night for a spree. Don't be contrary, come on, let's be merry. Come wet your mustache with me. Come wet your mustache with me.
Now, see, we met many of the show requirements with that record. We got in a Whoopi John record, we got in a waltz, and we got in ridiculous lyrics, all right? Or cute lyrics, anyway. Whoopi John and the orchestra there, along with Pat Wilfart on vocals, had Come Wet Your Mustache With Me here on Tim's Oompa Hour. And as long as we're going with the guys who made a lot of records, how about a little Frankie Yankovic this week, huh? And since we're doing this show probably, I don't know, what, 70, 80 miles from Duluth, Minnesota, what would be better than the Duluth Polka? The Duluth Polka, Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And I think Frankie Yankovic, I believe, in the annals of musical history as the old-time artist, accordion player, or whatever, polka guy, to have won the most Grammy Awards. So, way to go. And not actually related to humor guy Weird Al Yankovic. No relation between the two. But I do believe, and I can't remember offhand if I have this going the right direction, I believe that Weird Al actually played on Frankie Yankovic's last album with him. I think that's the way the story went. I should really look that stuff up before I tell you, but I know the two of them did perform together on one of the last recordings that Frankie did, and I don't remember if Frankie played on Al's record or if Al played on Frankie's record. I think it was Al joining Frankie, but anyway, kind of historical there in the Yankovic chain of events, I would say. All right, now there's a group called Stardust, and if you're going to start a band and you want to make records, I guess the best thing to do would be start your own record label, because I have the Stardust Band on Stardust Records, and I have a lot of records by these people, and I have no idea who they are. I've had a hard time finding any information, and if you go to your interwebs and try to look them up, you type in Stardust, well, there's 10,000 million different references to Stardust, including a lot of other bands that had nothing to do with old-time music, so I've never really been able to find out anything about these cats, but on Stardust Records, here is Stardust and the Just Because Polka. There's Stardust and the Just Because Polka on the Stardust record label there, and never been able to figure out much about those guys, but they made an awful lot of records. Been a while since we've heard an Elmer Scheid tune. I think the time has come to rectify that. Here is the Here's to You Polka. Thank you. Well, there you go. Elmer Shide Band there and the My Merry Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show, spinning all the great old-time records for you today. Actually, they do come off actual phonograph records. In fact, right now I'm shifting the record player from 33 to 35. So, no, 33 to 45, that's what it is. So that I can play the Joe Recitar Orchestra and the My Merry Polka.
Darling, do you still remember on the night when we first met? Arm in arm we danced together, never, dear, shall we forget. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Lovely lips, so sweet and tender, whispered words of love divine. Then that kiss of sweet surrender told me, dear, that you were mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Darling, do you still remember on the night when we first met? Arm in arm we danced together, never, dear, shall we forget. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine. Marice moja, Marice moja, Marice moja, sweetheart mine.
That is the My Merry Polka and the Joe Recitar Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Are you ready to get a little experimental? I have probably three records here that, I flip through the boxes and I yank records to play here on the show. And I skip over a lot of them because I'm not sure. I remember that I've had these records in the collection for years and years and years, and I don't just really remember if there's something I want to play or not. And I think that the time has come to get experimental, and we're going to play these three records today and see what happens. So let me see if I can do this here. Let's step into the Oompa Hour Twilight Zone. I always wanted to do that. Let's just try it. Here's Georgie Cook and his orchestra and Mr. Polka Man.
Thank you.
we go. Georgie Cook and the Orchestra, Mr. Polka Man. I say experimental record number one. We could certainly put that one over here in the good pile, huh? A few scratches in there. That's the scratches that make it authentic, you know what I mean? All right, let us press on now. This next record's another weird one out of the pile because one side of the record doesn't have a label on it, so we have no idea what's on the other side of the record. It does have grooves, though, so perhaps the label fell off, although it doesn't really look like there was ever one glued on there. The other side of the record tells us it's the Wishing Well Polka by the Scharf Antonuk Orchestra, and at some point in its life, this record was owned by somebody named Barb M. And we know this because the name Barb M. is written on a piece of masking tape, and it's stuck on the record. However, it's stuck on the record over a previous piece of masking tape, so perhaps before that the record belonged to somebody else. We just don't know, but let's give it a whirl anyway. The Scharf Antonuk Orchestra, here's the Wishing Well Polka.
Jużeś do ślubu ubrana, jużeś do ślubu ubrana. Wychodź mamusiu, kochana. Niech ci się nisko ukłonie, niech ci się nisko ukłonie. Za wychowanie, dziękuję. Wychowałaś mnie róży kwiat, wychowałaś mnie róży kwiat. I wysłałaś mnie w obcy świat. Dałeś za góry za wodę. Ukłonić ci się nie mogę.
Sound of the grooves on that one. There's the Scharf Antonuk Orchestra, the Wishing Well Polka, and that is record two out of the three in the experimental pile for our special moment where we go into the Oompa Hour Twilight Zone. I just like doing that now that I know how. Anyway, last one of the group. Now, this is interesting because I have the Happy Birthday Polka by the Big Ben Banjo Band. My theory is it's probably somebody's birthday out there in polka land today, so you could consider this a special dedication directly to you. But I noticed the Big Bend Banjo Band doing a Happy Birthday Polka, and it says here on the record it was recorded in London. So do you suppose these cats are actually like from Big Ben? They're standing in front of Big Ben or something? I guess I really have no idea, but here's the Big Bend Banjo Band and the Happy Birthday Polka.
Happy birthday.
Yowzers, there certainly were an adequate number of banjos in that record to actually call it the Big Ben Banjo Band, so that's not bad. We're 3 for 3. We can put that one right into the good pile as well. Do we really want to feel like pushing our luck today? I have a record here on the King record label, which is unusual for an old-time record because King Records is known for a lot of early rock and roll, rhythm and blues, stuff like that. Boyd Bennett and his Sparkle Tones did some great records for King Records. This is the Lichtensteiner Polka by the Polka Ambassadors, and then in parentheses, the All-Stars. So I assume this is the All-Stars of the Polka Ambassadors. And you can tell that this is a record that was in a jukebox back in the day, because jukebox records got rings worn into them from being pulled in from the mechanism in the jukebox. And somebody has written all over the label of the record, bad, bad, bad. And the grooves are exceptionally worn. And you know what that means on this show. We like to rise to the challenge and take a record that is supposedly so worn out that you can't play it anymore and play it just to see what happens. So let's find out. I do have a backup ready, record ready in case I have to jump in there because this one won't play. But the Lichtensteiner Polka on one of the most worn out records we've hit in the polka record boxes so far. Here are the Polka Ambassadors All-Stars. That just goes to show you that a record that looks worn out, that has the word bad written on it and said that it won't play anymore, it just might play. Although, as a precaution, I did put a penny on the tone arm before I played that one. So we got it, the Polka Ambassadors All-Stars, Lichtensteiner Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. We can fit in a few more tunes. I have the ample airs here to do Unsuspecting Love Polka.
It's so hard to understand just why you love me. I just have never treated you the way I should. And you are always there just when I need you, darling. But there is someone there who stole my heart away. You sometimes come and talk to, and I will try my best to be there when I can. I can't explain just how I really feel about you. Anytime you have to leave, I'll understand. Unsuspecting, darling, it just has been so many years since we first met,
And now I realize just how you feel about me. What I am saying, dear, is love me when you can.
All right, ample tones there, Unsuspecting Love Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. A lot of polka bands with ample in their name. The ample tones, the ample airs. I don't know, it's just kind of weird. But a couple more tunes to get in here, but we do have to tell you one more time about MelaniesMusicLessons.com in case you'd like to learn to play yourself. Huh? Impress your friends and neighbors. Amaze everybody at the company Christmas party, you know what I mean? You probably have enough time now over a couple of months here before the holidays to learn a couple of quick tunes on the accordion. Man, that would be a riot at the company Christmas party. You find out more at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. She gives lessons, accordion, piano, and keyboard, and you're saying, yes, but we're all over the country. How could we possibly take lessons from one woman somewhere? Because she does it live over the internet via Skype. It's like video conferencing, except instead of discussing sales figures in the next advertising campaign and whether or not you could fire the ugly guy, you're learning how to play a musical instrument. She teaches accordion, piano, and electronic keyboard. Over 30 years of teaching experience. You get all the details at MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Or, you know, try it out. First lesson is free. You can't go wrong. First lesson costs you nothing. And hopefully you don't go out and, like, buy a brand new accordion for $4,000 to take one free lesson. You could probably borrow one. My guess is that your mom's accordion is somewhere in somebody's attic. I know my mom's accordion was, so you check it out. MelaniesMusicLessons.com, who bring you the Oompa Hour each and every week around the world on radio stations and internets all over the place. All right, the musical stars are up next with the Here We Come Polka, featuring the vocal stylings of polka legend Marion Lush. Here we go.
Miasta Chicago, a jak zajedziemy, to się popijemy, a jak zajedziemy, to się popijemy. Jedziemy, jedziemy do miasta Chicago, tam ludzie tańcują, wesoło śpiewają, tam ludzie tańcują, wesoło śpiewają. Znali, ale ludzie znali, to nam pokazali, ale ludzie znali, to nam pokazali. Śpiewają, tańcują, nogami tupkają, po jednym, po drugim, do załeczkę piją, po jednym, po drugim, do załeczkę piją.
We call in the radio biz a trick ending because they stop playing and the disc jockey wants to jump in and start talking. And unless you know the record, you jump into the wrong place and makes you sound like an idiot. All right, I'm going to try to sneak in one more. Gene Gwizdala and his orchestra and the clarinet polka should wrap things up today. We'll be right back. there you go. A requirement of just about every old-time band in the world is you got to be able to play the clarinet polka at some point in your career. I love that version. I think it was that driving big bass in the background really made that one, huh? From the Gene Guisdala Orchestra. Wow, we're out of time for another Oompa Hour already.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And of course, Tim's Oompa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back again next week. Have no fear. In the meantime, stay happy, everyone.